This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And for everybody listening to this show when it first airs on Saturday, I hope everybody has a great holidays back home. We celebrate Christmas, so I'm very much looking forward to getting together with all of our families, opening some presents, and having a great turkey meal. I hope everybody else gets some time to reflect back on the year and relax a little bit with either family members or close friends. We do have a full show for you lined up this week, and to kick off this show, we're talking with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago. Dana's a regular guest on the show, writes a fantastic free blog, and also another website that most people should check out, my401kpro.com. Dana, you recently wrote an article that was looking at the U.S. markets, but more specifically at the VIX. Seems like we talk about the VIX every time you and I talk, but that's always because the VIX is tempting these extra low levels. And just earlier this week, the VIX hit a level that has not been seen in 4 years. What does some of your data tell you about when these extreme lows happen in the VIX?
And thanks, Corey, for having me on again. First of all, like you mentioned, we now Wednesday we actually hit a 10 handle on the VIX, on the 1 month VIX, which is only the second time I think in the last 2.5 years. So that's getting to pretty extreme levels on an absolute basis. We also, if people believe in these long term trend lines, it also hit the, interestingly enough, the long term uptrend line since it bottomed out back in 2007. Hit another low in 2014 where he hit off that, exactly off that uptrend line on Wednesday. So whether that exerts any pressure to the upside on the VIX or not, well, it remains to be seen, but I thought that was interesting. But the post that you're referring to, we actually looked at the VIX on a relative basis, specifically the term structure of the VIX, meaning the VIX, in this case, the one-month VIX, which is the VIX, which are, most people are familiar with. We looked at it relative to the three-month VIX, which is the VXV. And we use term structure. We've talked about this in the past, but we use term structure to find extremes in sentiment. So when the front-month VIX gets extremely depressed, extremely low versus the farther-out VIX, then that can be a sign of complacency and perhaps some extra risk, elevated risk in the stock market. On the other hand, when near-term VIX gets extended to the upside relative to the long term, that could be a sign of an overextension of fear in the near term and possibly portend a bounce in stocks or better market for the stocks in the near term. And that we indeed saw that. I think we spoke about it before the election, how the near-term VIX had gone to near record levels relative to the farther-out VIX. And that was a good heads-up that people are a little bit too fearful, a little bit over-hedged relative to the results that we got, and the rest is history. That monumental rally ensued right after. But right now we're seeing something totally different. We're seeing the other side of the gamut with relative near-term VIX at really depressed levels, the lowest levels we've seen in 4 years. So that's a bit of a red flag for stocks in the near term.
Now, Dana, how much of this low VIX, this complacency that's in the market, how much do you think this has to do with the time of the year that we're in? Kind of the tail end, a lot of traders are away from their desks. Quite frankly, a lot of traders, I think, are just keeping their money status quo.
That probably has a lot to do with it. Well, it has something to do with it. A lot of it has to do with the rally that we've had and the nature of the rally. You know, it's been pretty much straight up. There hasn't been much give back. People are getting pretty comfortable right now in stocks. And so that's probably the lion's share of the drop in the VIX to the VXV ratio. People are pretty complacent about the rally. The other thing, as you mentioned, is, you know, it's the time of the year. You know, a lot of traders are taking off. Volume's really low. The quote-unquote Santa Claus rally is fairly reliable still in, during the last week of the year and the beginning of the new year. So that probably has something to do with it. But even so, we're seeing, you know, the lowest relative VIX that we've seen in over 4 years. So even taking into account the time of the year, it's still probably a little bit too low for our comfort.
Now, one other market that I do want us to talk about, Dana, is bonds. Let's talk about the 10-year yield on U.S. Treasuries, because I think this might be one of the most noteworthy moves we've seen in the markets throughout 2016, especially if it carries into 2017. And that's when the 10-year yield in July hit a low of 1.37%. But since there, we have gone screaming higher and hitting a recent high of 2.6%. Do you think, as a general comment, that this is showing you that there has been a change in treasuries and now the bond bulls are on their heels?
We think there's a good chance that long-term trend reversal is taking place. One reason we suggest that is we wrote a post on the free blog that you mentioned, which is a Tumblr blog. It's jlfmi.tumblr.com. We wrote a post last June suggesting that, you know, after at least a decade of fund companies, wholesalers trying to sell us their rising rates products because, you know, of course, rates had nowhere to go but up. After at least 10, 12 years of that, it seemed that people had finally turned to the mindset of lower for longer. That is, you know, rates were going to be kept artificially low for an infinite amount of time. So I think that was the change in mindset that bond yields needed in order to begin that long-term reversal, begin that long-term move up that people had been expecting for so long, yet it never came. So people are familiar, perhaps, that 10-year yields topped back in the early 80s around 16%. And probably some folks may know that we like to dabble in trend lines every now and then. We have a Trend Line Wednesday feature on our Twitter stream.
I do actually follow your Twitter, too, Dana. I recommend everybody checking that out.
Well, one feature we do is that Trend Line Wednesday. And probably, if not the most significant trend line in our generation or modern markets, at least the most significant one still in play is that long-term downtrend from the early 80s and extending still now. So the last time we tested that downtrend line in yields was back in 2007, back up around 5%. Since 2007, at the dawn of the financial crisis and the beginning of central bank intervention and artificially low rates, we've been kind of in this inorganically low interest rate regime. So there's been a perhaps kind of a blow-off move to the downside following, you know, the events of the financial crisis. And it's kind of washed out that long-term downtrend cycle, I think, in yields. And what we've seen soon after, right after that June post, actually, we saw a drop to new all-time lows in yields that was quickly reversed and started back up. And obviously, since the election, we've seen an acceleration to the upside in yields.
All right, there you have it from Dana Lyons. Dana, I have to say, throughout this year, it's been a pleasure chatting with you, and you are one of my favorite people to not only follow on Twitter, but chat with on a regular basis. So I appreciate all of your commentary. I hope you have a great holiday season and a great Christmas coming up. So Dana, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks, Corey.
Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back with an update from Mariana Resources.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition. And in this segment, we are getting a company update from a company that we've been covering now for a number of months, and a company that continues to impress me. This company is Mariana Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange and on the AIM Exchange under the symbol MARL. I have on the line with me Glenn Parsons, the CEO of Mariana. Glenn, there was a recent news release from Mariana entitled Further High-Grade Gold Copper Intercepts from Infill and Extension Drilling at Hot Maden. One of the main lines that caught my attention was another drill result that is actually the best intersection that Mariana has experienced at the Hot Maden project. Can you take us through what this mostly infill drilling, but also some extension drilling, has to say to you about the continued success that you're having at the Hot Maden project?
Sure, Corey. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, I think the thing too, as you mentioned, you know, we keep on having, out of the batches that we release, we do seem to keep on having the next best hole for Mariana, and hole 85 certainly, even although it was effectively a parallel hole to the previous great hole. Now we have 60 meters at 82 grams per ton gold, and still 1.44% copper, so still extremely high grade gold and copper. What it does mean, though, for the resource area, and this is mainly in the resource area, the indicated resource area, effectively we are increasing the confidence. We are bringing it more into more indicated category, which then actually takes us forward into the pre-feasibility study, which will be released in June, July in 2017. So the key thing for us is continually upgrading our confidence in the resource, which is going to mean as we move to development, the confidence is there in the deposit, and therefore from a financing perspective, it starts making things a whole lot easier going forward.
So Glenn, I understand that the infill holes are needed to bring the Hot Maden property still through this PFS, but can we talk about some of these extension holes? Because to me, those are also crucial to understanding just how much more this property can grow.
So, you know, to the south of the main zone, where we at the moment it looks like it's cut off, we previously announced an offset block. We have some more holes in that offset block, and it does look like there is, you know, it's starting to build into what we think is could be a new zone. So we're hoping that it is an extension of the main zone. There's still further drilling to do, but we have a few nice intercepts there as well.
So if anybody wants to read over the full news release, I did post that to our site, kereport.com, on Tuesday. Plus, in the weekend show posting, I will include a link to lead you directly to read over the news release. I think it's very much worth your time to check out not just the drill results from hole 85, but a number of the other holes that produced very positive results. Glenn, let's now look forward to upcoming news in 2017. You already mentioned that the PEA, which I know a lot of our audience is anxiously awaiting, will be out in the very early part of 2017. And I do understand that it has been delayed just slightly, but quite frankly, I think it is better to come out with the PEA at the beginning of the year, especially since what we've seen in the precious metals sector at the tail end of 2016. That being said, besides the PEA, what should we be expecting in terms of news?
Well, first of all, drilling is carrying on at Hot Maden, still with two rigs, one in the southern zone, one in the main zone. And that will continue going into the new year. We hope to be getting into the Russian zone. Currently, we are busy drilling the Agama project, and that's the 100% owned Mariana project in the west of Turkey. And that's a porphyry gold copper project. And we expect those results to probably start trickling in sometime in January. So we look forward to that in 2017. In the Ivory Coast or Côte d'Ivoire, we are busy with an auger drill program. And that's really sort of a geochem type analysis that we're busy with over a grid. And that will hopefully give us some anomalous areas to follow up on, which will ultimately lead to a more detailed drill program. And then the other project is always Argentina, where we are busy building up our drill targeting for next year, probably second quarter next year, where we hope to be in a position to be able to drill some of these targets.
Well, Glenn, it does sound like you and your team at Mariana are going to be very busy through 2017. I'm curious to see what some of the data that comes out of your other properties in Côte d'Ivoire, Argentina, and your other property in Turkey. However, Hot Maden continues to be a real standout, I know, on a lot of analysts' radar. Glenn, can we also talk about what is happening in Turkey. It's been in the news a lot recently for the Russian ambassador to Turkey who was killed just a couple days ago. Can you take us through what you're hearing, more boots on the ground perspective, Glenn, for what it's like to operate in Turkey, and also from your big JV partner, Lydia, the big Turkish company?
I mean, obviously it's always going to be a concern when that happens in any host country. But I think we do remain apolitical and obviously take a view on the politics in terms of safety and being able to operate there. And I think that's the key thing. Is one able to operate in a country which is under a lot of stress like Turkey? And I think we've been in a very fortunate position that, you know, with our partner Lydia, that they are a strong partner. They've shown their ability to deliver in country, and they are delivering in terms of HOTMART and operations despite everything have just continued. So I think for us, you know, sitting as an effective investor in the HOTMART project, we're certainly in probably the best position that we could be given some of the turmoil, which is going to take some time to sort of settle and sort itself out. And, you know, I think there are just so many variables in there that I think, you know, for us to comment is probably not appropriate. But I think on an operational level, the key thing for us is that we're operating as normal.
Well, Glenn, I think that is one of the many benefits of having such a large Turkish partner as the JV partner in the HOTMADEN property. And you mentioned how operations are continuing pretty much as per normal. Can you share with us some of the conversations that you have had with Lydia as this project does continue to move forward? Because I'm assuming that they must still be quite happy with these recent drill results.
Yes, I mean, obviously, you know, from their perspective, because we are running, you know, the joint venture runs the PFS and we're running the PA totally separately in a sense. But from a PFS perspective, everything that's going on now is going into this PFS, and obviously the confidence in where we're heading and the ability to bring this mine into development is certainly enhanced by this drilling, and they certainly commend what's been done, and obviously we commend the Lydia team in terms of how they've embarked on this whole process and effectively, in a way, fast-tracked, because this is really on a fast-track process. If you take the time, February last year, discovery, and here we are sitting 18 months down the line, and we sort of on a development path and nearly on a decision to mine.
Well, very impressive, Glenn. I appreciate you taking some time updating me and our listeners on what's going on with Mariana, continuing to drill very nice grades at the HOTMADEN project. So, Glenn, thank you for your time. Again, if anybody wants more information on Mariana, feel free to email me directly or comment in the comment section, and I'm happy to pass along any of those questions to Glenn and his team.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the first hour of the weekend edition, going to take a look at some technical insights into gold and the U.S. dollar with our friend Jordan Royburn, the editor and founder of The Daily Gold. Jordan, you sent me a video that you came out with about a month ago where you were looking at your technical indicators and it showed you that gold was looking very weak, and you even threw out the idea that we could be moving back down to test that low that was put in at the tail end of 2015 of right around 1050. We are currently trading, still holding above that 1100 level. As we're recording this, we're just below 1130. Can you give us an update on what your technicals are showing you for the start of 2017 for gold?
Well, first, Corey, thanks for having me on. Secondly, with respect to gold, about a month ago or so, as you noted, I turned quite bearish. But with that being said, in the last couple weeks, I was looking for actually a good rally into January, and I've been wrong about that. I thought gold was going to hold 1180, if not 1180, 1150 to 1160, because there was some support there. But gold just sliced right through that, and that's always negative. I mean, sentiment has been very negative. So factoring in all those things, I was looking for the market to bounce, and instead the market broke lower. And with where gold is right now, it's obviously very oversold. Sentiment is obviously very bearish. So we're due to have a rally and not just something that lasts a week or two. But I'm kind of concerned because gold right now, it's in between resistance and support. Like there's strong support around 1085, 1095, and then there's the resistance I noted in the mid-1100s. And so with where gold is now, before it has a decent rally, I think it's going to have to go lower. And to me, as we go into January, right now gold, I mean, the last 4 days or so, it's kind of been having a weak rally. And so this looks bearish to me. This looks like something that if it continues for another week or two, Corey, then we could see gold dump down to around 1080, 1090. And then you could get a decent rally from there. Or it's even possible that we could dump down to 1050 and get a decent rally from there. I mean, ultimately, I'm looking for one more rally that could last maybe a month and a half, 2 months. And then after that, kind of like a final sell-off down to perhaps as low as 975, where we could see an end to the bear market in gold. And I'm not sure if that, I think it's definitely going to happen next year. And it's just a question of how soon. Is it going to happen earlier in the year, like in the spring, or will this get dragged out to summer or early fall? I'm not sure of that yet. But as far as the short term, I think there definitely is a risk that we're having a weak rally here, and eventually, as January starts, we could see this give way and possibly get another dump down to 1085, 1095.
What a crazy year it has been for the precious metals, hasn't it? Gold rallying right around $300 halfway through the year, and then now giving it all back. So many investors have been washed out again in the precious metals sector. And Jordan, you sharing that lower target of just south of $1,000. I'm sure many gold bugs are not happy to hear that, but I agree with you, first of all, that there will be this bounce. We are due for some sort of a bounce, but nobody should get overly bullish after this bounce, should they?
Right. No, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, this bounce that we're setting up for could be kind of a medium-term rally. The reason is I still think some things need to happen before we go down and make a final low in gold. I mean, to talk about fundamentals a little bit, negative real rates and declining real rates are the driving force for gold and precious metals. And, I mean, they've been all over the place. In the summer when we peaked, at that point in time, the real five-year tips yield, which is a thing I track day-to-day, that was actually at a two-year low, which is very bullish for gold. But when that is rising, that's negative for gold because it makes it more prudent to, you know, have your money in the bank and earn some interest, basically, because there's not the inflation that's losing you a real return. And the real five-year tips yield, I checked at the end of last week, it had gone to an 11-month high. So real interest rates have been all over the place. And I still think we could see them climb a little bit more. And if you look at the GLD, which I like to use for demand, you know, the kind of investors, are they, you know, buying or selling gold? And you can just look at how much gold is in the GLD. You probably heard there were 28 days, straight days of outflows in that. So, I mean, there's really, but I mean, demand has just fallen off a cliff in the last month or so. And just when you get that kind of a trend, Corey, obviously you get an oversold bounce at some point, but I really don't see these things reversing until perhaps, I know you might want to get into the dollar, but I think we need to see the dollar get a lot stronger to set up kind of an end to the bear market in gold.
Well, Jordan, you bring up a very good point with GLD. When we see those type of outflows into the market, it's very negative. It's showing that a lot of big money is exiting the system, and that is never good for the precious metals. It's something we talked about at the beginning of 2016 when we were seeing inflows. That was a good sign, and then we saw money continue to come in. But the opposite is true right now, unfortunately. And yes, you are correct. Let's look at the U.S. dollar. This dollar just continues to climb higher. I looked at a longer-term chart earlier this week, and I honestly think the dollar could be setting up to be trading in this higher range for a little while longer. But what are your technicals telling you about what we're seeing for the dollar?
Yeah, I completely agree with everything you said there, Corey. The dollar just looks really bullish to me. I mean, it's had a bullish breakout. It basically has broken out from a bullish flag consolidation pattern. And a flag pattern is when you basically get a really sharp move up. Like, think of a flagpole, and you get a really sharp move up, and then you get a tight consolidation where the market is able to hold its gains. And then when it breaks out, it kind of has a duplicate move of the beginning of the flag. And so, I mean, this has happened over several years, but the dollar had this huge move. Then it was able to digest and hold most of the gains for, I think, over a year. And like I said, it's broken out, and the flag target is 120 on the dollar index. Its immediate upside target is 107, but I think ultimately it's going to 120. And, Corey, you know I like to look at analog charts and kind of compare things to their past historical movements. A quick point on gold. Gold is now in its longest bear market ever. So, I mean, you kind of noted I'm not looking for, like, a huge resumption of the bear market. I'm looking for an end to it this year. I mean, that makes sense, given the history that I've looked at. And with respect to the dollar, I think the dollar, it's bull market. And we're kind of seeing the same thing. It's not quite as long in the tooth as gold's bear market. So the dollar bull market, I mean, this is something that could run for another year or so. But it's important to point out, Corey, that gold, in the past, it has bottomed several months before a peak in the dollar. And I think that's something that we could see. Because if the dollar gets too strong too quickly, we know that's very negative for the global economy, and also it becomes negative for the U.S. economy. And so I think some people are saying, oh, well, Jordan, why are you saying the dollar needs to get a lot stronger for gold to go up? Well, because if the dollar gets a lot stronger too quickly, then, you know, the Federal Reserve would probably have to push off its rate hikes or stop altogether until they get that under control. So in other words, the dollar getting too strong too quickly, that is something that will induce policy that's favorable to gold. And the dollar getting too strong too quickly, that basically would do the job of a couple rate hikes. If the dollar shoots up to 120 in the first 6 months of next year, I mean, I don't know how many rate hikes that's equivalent to. I would guess at least two. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's equivalent to three rate hikes. But that kind of move would help us kind of get a washout in gold. And at the same time, it would, you know, force policymakers to push off the rate hikes and basically realize that there's a threat. There's a threat to the U.S. economy. There's a threat to the global economy. And we can't tolerate a strong dollar. We need to get this thing moving lower. And so I'm just picturing something like that, I think, needs to happen next year for us to kind of see the washout in gold and then the very strong rebound start of a new bull market.
Hey, Jordan, great comments. It sounds like you and I are very much on the same page. I appreciate the way that you can look at the precious metals and let the charts and even some of the fundamentals dictate your outlook. Jordan, always enjoyable chatting with you. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back with Brent Cook to wrap up the first hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition. In this segment, I'm chatting with Brent Cook, founder and co-editor of Exploration Insights. I've had Brent on the show a number of times, and Brent is one of my favorite people to go to take a look in the resource sector in terms of companies. Brent is constantly on the road, constantly analyzing a number of different properties with him and his partner, Joe Mazumdar. Brent, I want to talk about your outlook for 2017 in terms of different metals, as well as maybe some areas and companies that you are interested in. Let's first look at the precious metals. And this year it's been a wild ride. Gold bottomed right around this time last year at about $80 lower than where we are currently trading. But throughout 2016, a nice run up, almost $300 move. And on top of that, the stocks put in some great gains. But now we've retraced almost the whole way back down. As a general comment, Brent, 2017, what are you expecting for precious metals?
Well, you know, I think last year we talked around this time, and I was pretty positive, which sort of surprised you and Al, because previous 4 years I've been pretty negative. I think this year we're going to see flat to slowly rising precious metal prices until we get through, let's say, the first 100 days of Trump's presidency. And I can't help but think that all the optimism that's been built into this current run in the U.S. dollar and the stock market is not based on anything realistic. I think reality is going to set in. Nothing has really changed out there. You know, the economy in the U.S. has been very, very slowly improving. But with the Fed raising interest rates just last week and claiming to raise them 3 more times next year, you know, I've got a chart in front of me right now from Deutsche Bank that shows what the Fed projected they would be doing each year, starting the year in 2014, 15, and 16. And each one showed an increase of 1 to 2%. And in actuality, they went nowhere. So in that respect, it hasn't changed either. So I guess bottom line, what I'm saying and seeing for the precious metals is I think it's going to be positive into the second quarter of next year and over the summer. And right now, we're being given an opportunity to buy a lot of the higher quality gold mining companies and explorers for a reasonable price. Not dirt cheap, but a reasonable price.
Well, Brent, I share your outlook that it is going to take some time for this optimism to come out of the market and more interest to be shown in gold and silver, the precious metals in general. The investors right now are just distracted from these sectors altogether. But what stocks or what do you look for in certain stocks right now that you think investors should be buying? Because even some of the bad stocks made a pretty nice run at the beginning of this year, and they've all come back together.
Yeah, Joe and I don't buy bad stocks, at least not on purpose. I know there's.
I try not to either there, Brent.
I mean, there's a whole train of thought where you buy these leveraged optionality plays in companies that own millions of ounces that are uneconomic, and they'll probably be uneconomic forever, or at least a long time. We don't tend to buy those. What we're looking for, and what we know as a fact, is that we, meaning the gold mining industry, is producing on the order of 90 million ounces a year, and we're finding between 40 and 50 million a year. I think last year we found about 40 million. So there's a 50 million ounce deficit that's been going on now for nigh on 10 years. The major mining companies realize that, and they are going to have to go out and acquire quality, meaning high margin deposits. They don't need any marginal deposits. They've got enough on their books already. So, for instance, I just came back from Australia visiting a number of companies, one being Gold Road, which is a company Joe and I bought early in the year. And they've got a 6 million ounce resource out in Australia and a whole belt that's yet to be explored. Gold Fields came in on a deal with them for 50%, where they're paying $350 million, giving Gold Road a 2% royalty, and they're taking over the project, except they're only taking over the proven and indicated ounces. The rest of the 2,300 square kilometers is still owned by Gold Road. So anyway, that's the sort of thing we're looking for, is places where we think a major mining company will move in once they get some certainty that there's a decent deposit there.
So when you talk about major mining companies acquiring either large positions or fully taking out these companies, are you thinking that these larger companies do like to look for bigger style deposits too, right? Are you focused on more bigger deposits, would you say?
Oh, for sure. This is such a high risk game that there's no point looking for small deposits, in my opinion. If you're going to go big. And the major deposits, these large deposits, are what the large companies need. I mean, consider it takes between 7 and 20 years to delineate, do the feasibility work, get a mine permitted and put it in production, these big deposits. But that's what they need to stay in business. And what they're after is not just a deposit. They'll pay a premium for like this 6 million ounce deposit if they get a lot of exploration upside in a belt. They need whole districts. They don't need single deposits per se. So that's what Joe and I are really looking for, is opportunities where a junior company has a large land package over very prospective ground and has what looks to be an initial discovery that could interest a larger company.
Brent, what about some of the other metals? We've seen base metals go on a very nice run since the election, and even if they peter out and just move sideways, they've still set up a much nicer trading range, a higher trading range. When you're looking at companies, and these properties usually can have a blend of different metals, are you attracted to, say, copper, zinc, any of these other base metals?
We're attracted to any deposit that is large enough and high margin enough to interest a major. In my opinion, this run we've seen in the base metals and uranium is not based on any underlying fundamentals. I mean, what drove the base metal prices, iron ore, coal, everything during the last decade was China building out its infrastructure. China's basically done with that. The idea that Trump's wall and whatever other goofy thing he has in mind is going to attract and use a lot more metal just doesn't hold any water. I mean, building a few more roads, fixing some bridges is not going to create the demand that's going to get the metal prices higher. So in my view, I don't see what's going to take these higher except speculators, and I can see a lot that's going to take these lower when we realize that actually not a lot's going to be done, and certainly a lot of metal is not going to be consumed.
So then in terms of M&A activity potential for 2017, do you think there's any chance that we're going to start to see more bidding wars happen rather than these takeovers that come from, it seems like, only one offer?
I think so. I do think so. We're going to see these larger companies. They're starting to staff up at least their business development people. You know, I know a number of the business development people have just been hired to some of the major and mid-tier mining companies, and their job is to go out there and find something new that works. It's getting more competitive for the very few remaining deposits that look like they make money. So, yeah, I expect we're going to start seeing sometime in the next year multiple bids for high-quality projects.
Well, I hope you are right there, Brent. Do you think that these high-quality bids, or let's say multiple bids, are going to be focused in certain jurisdictions?
Australia is a great jurisdiction. You've got native title issues to deal with. So there's, you know, no place is really easy anymore. Even Quebec is getting more difficult. So no place is easy. But if you've got security of title and a reasonable government, I think that's where they're going to tend to go. But then we also own Ivanhoe Minerals and have since last year. And, you know, they're in the Congo and South Africa. So it's sort of a trade-off between really high-margin, high-quality, tier one assets and jurisdiction.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you're even more so focused on the actual asset rather than trying to focus on certain districts and then grind down from there.
I'd say that's probably more accurate. I mean, certainly the first thing I'll look at is the company's portfolio, projects, assets, what they look like. Second, people, especially when you're looking at exploration companies, because that's all people. It does come down to the actual project, then the people, and then also you've got to look at share structure, capital structure, cash burn, all that sort of thing.
All right, Brent, great chatting with you as always. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and this wraps up the first hour of the Weekend Edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.